It's time for Emerging Economies with a focus on Latin America. Professor Lau Wai joins me now. Lau, thanks so much for joining us again. Everyone's talking about the World Cup, and particularly in Argentina. They're back on track following the worst upset in World Cup history. But as we say, we can't extract the football from the politics. Can never be done.
And, you know, we could have probably spoken about the World Cup for the whole of this session, this little slot, because, you know, as football as religion in Latin America is all that much more important, and it really is a religion in Latin America. So Argentina, you know, they were on everybody's conversations when potential World Cup winners slipped up badly against Saudi Arabia, as you mentioned, at the start of the tournament 2 weeks ago. It was the biggest upset, according to the bookies, in World Cup history. But they bounced back with sheer Messi magic when they won 2-0 against Mexico and then 2-0 against Poland. And then they edged into the quarterfinals. I'm sure many of the listeners watched this weekend when they beat a fiery Australia 2-1. So the narrative has changed for La Albi Celeste, as they are known. They are alive with confidence and excited fans who are now filled with great expectations. Argentina are two-time champions back in 78 and 86. They are currently ranked third in the world. And their star is obviously Lionel Messi. And I suppose that's the big story, really. Messi has made 1,000 professional appearances for club and country, with a goal tally reaching nearly 800. He has represented his country in World Cup over 24 times, and that is increasing. So he's overtaken the great Diego Maradona as the most outright, in the most outright appearances. So a victory in Argentina means a lot more right now in a country plagued by economic turmoil and deep political divisions. A World Cup victory will go a long way in uniting a divided country. And Messi, like Maradona before him, is the messiah who is expected to deliver this to the people. Now, what is really most interesting is the other country in desperate need of a victory to unite a deeply divided nation is none other than Brazil. Mm. And they are still the tournament favourites. So football, and especially the World Cup, is well beyond a game or even a religion in Latin American countries like Argentina and Brazil. They just simply need a win.
You know, Lyle, South African footballers were criticised, Bafana, they were criticised for taking pictures with French players, Kylian Mbappe, after their recent friendly. But I saw many young Australian football players desperately wanted a picture with Lionel Messi in the tunnel after that game. So you have to admit, he's probably the greatest of all time. And if I was there, I'd probably want a picture with him too. But let's go to Ecuador now. But let's first reflect on what's been happening in Hawaii. We saw a recent volcanic eruption, and now also in Ecuador. It's part of what is called known as the Ring of Fire, and there's a Ecuadorian volcano that is also threatening with eruption.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually going to mention that Ring of Fire, and obviously that's kind of that Pacific Rim or that Pacific Ring, and Ecuador has got a volcano called Cotopaxi, and this volcano has been emitting a plume of gas and vapor, which over the last week reached a height of 2 kilometers above its crater. It has been emitting gases since October, but the plume was rising over the last weekend, and that was unusually high. So we can expect an eruption now, any day now. Cotopaxi is one of South America's most active, what they call stratovolcanoes. It erupted dozens of times in August 2015. It was the last great eruption, and it spewed large amounts of ash. And this was after a period of relative calm, which lasted about 70 years.
And then finally, Venezuela takes the first steps out of a political stalemate through negotiations.
Yeah, and this is particularly interesting, because what most might not know is that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was actually expected to be in South Africa this week, and that was cancelled at the very last minute. We can speculate on the reasons behind this. But Venezuela's government and the opposition have now signed a preliminary agreement to find a way out of the country's political crisis. This is taking place in Mexico at the moment, or it was in Mexico. And the two sides literally issued a joint statement requesting that their billions of dollars of frozen billions of dollars abroad be released to help fund various social projects. Now, the U.S., in response, has said that it will allow the American oil company Chevron to resume activity in Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro, for his part, he's cracked down on opposition activists, ultimately led the U.S. To impose sanctions on his regime. And the U.S. obviously recognized then the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, at the time, as the interim president back in 2019. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, this was actually the line taken by many, many countries around the world, mostly in Europe and North America. Venezuela has been caught up in a downward spiral for years, with growing political discontent further fueled by skyrocketing hyperinflation, power cuts, and shortages of food and medicine. And obviously, we sat here in South Africa when we were expecting Nicolas Maduro to visit as to why we would actually receive an autocrat of Maduro's stature. So that's just another very, very big question that is on everybody's mind vis-a-vis Venezuela and Latin America from the South African perspective.
Professor Lau White is back with us in 2 weeks' time, a research associate at the Brenthurst Foundation with our focus on Latin America.